Hey y'all, welcome to Sisters in a Glimpse. We're two friends turned sisters, sharing glimpses of our walk with Jesus to encourage other believers in the Christian faith. Expect real conversations laced with honesty, laughter, conviction, and all kinds of truth found in God's Word. Our hope is that you will relate to the topics we discuss and will be encouraged to keep growing and keep pursuing God's will for your life. So now, let's jump right into the next episode of Sisters and a Glimpse. Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys.
This is Abby.
And this is Megan.
And welcome to the newest episode of Sisters in a Glimpse.
I like how you did that.
Thank you. It was supposed to keep you from asking me what episode we're on. But thanks for that compliment.
You were sly with it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yep. Okay, so how has your week been, Abby?
It has been good.
Yes.
It finally is starting to feel like fall. Kind of. Like Texas fall,
there's a cool glimpse of it.
Yeah, there's a cool in the air in the mornings,
and in the evenings,
and it's not terribly hot during the day.
It's not humid either.
It's not. I think that makes the biggest difference.
Yeah,
and I've started wearing closed-toed shoes, so that one because my toes look bad, but also I need to get them done. But also because I'm hoping that maybe if I start wearing closed-toed shoes, then that means it'll get colder.
I have a coworker, she listens to Christmas music like
all the time.
Yeah, every day of the year.
Wow.
But now we have like the fall scents with our scentsies and her Christmas music. I'm like, I love it.
I love that. Yeah. Well, that's what I decorated for fall this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I have my fall scents in. And now every time I step outside, I'm shocked because in my home, like, I think it's going to be cold outside because it feels like, you know, it's such in the fall spirit. Uh-huh. And then you step outside and it's
95.
Not quite there, but it's coming.
It is coming. I can feel it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, a change in the air.
I'm excited.
Okay, so Abby and I have been talking, and we have decided we're kind of going to do a little series. We don't know how long it's going to go because there's several things that we can talk about with this. Mm-hmm. But we just started talking about all the things, the real struggles that every believer, every Christian has to face.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how mature you are in the faith, it's a struggle that you're still going to face.
Yeah.
So tonight we've decided to talk about the issue of worry.
Ooh.
I know, we started off with a big one.
Yes.
Because everyone worries. And we, before we started recording, we were, I had a verse written down in Isaiah 41:10. Where the Lord is commanding to fear not. Mm-hmm. And that command is actually repeated 365 times in the Bible.
What a coincidence.
Right. If you believe in coincidence. Yeah. But
there's
God
no
did
such
that
thing.
On purpose.
Yeah, there's no such thing as
exactly.
coincidence. Mm-hmm. Everything is
Everything
purposeful.
Is for a reason, on purpose.
Yeah.
And so why do you think that God would say that command to his people, fear not, 365 times?
Because we need to hear it every single day of every single year.
Because worry is something we all deal with. Now, there's different levels of worry where some people, you know, that's a debilitating thing for them.
Yes.
Some people, it might not be that big of an issue, but it's still an issue.
Right.
Yeah. So you only tell people not to fear if they are fearful.
Yeah.
Because people are fearful. People tend to worry before they tend not to worry.
Yes.
And so as we're sitting here and we're trying to think, like, what are some of the things? And we're just going to be real in this conversation and the conversations to come. And because we're believers and we struggle with this, with everything that we're going to talk about from this point on in the series. So Abby, what are some ways that you struggle with worry? How do you see that coming up in your life?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, a lot of ways. This is something that, I mean, I do need to be reminded of it 365 days a year, about every, you know, once a minute, honestly, just because it is so easy to get nervous or anxious or worried about just different things. And like you said, whether it's big things or little things, it's all around us. And I know that it's so easy too for us to say, you know, almost make it like okay by saying, oh, well, it's just part of my personality.
Yeah, I'm just a worrier.
I'm just a worrier. I just worry a lot. And I find myself doing that and like saying it jokingly sometimes. And then I'll catch myself and I'll be like, no. You don't say
like
that.
Like giving yourself like, a pass.
Yeah. No, ma'am. Like you stop right there. No, it's not a part of your personality. No, this is not an excuse. It shows in a lot of different ways. A lot of my worry comes from lack of control, both in the big and the small. I laugh about this, but something that I used to say long time ago, and it's gotten better because I've gotten better at just surrendering it. But as a teacher, and this is absolutely ridiculous, you know what I'm about to say, because I shared it with our entire Sunday school class a few years ago. But whenever I first started teaching, and it's still something, again, that I have to submit, recess duty is like something, I'm not kidding. The night before, like we only have, I know, okay. So just to start us off real lightheartedly, I used to, like the night before I was going to have recess duty the next day, I would start thinking of all of the different things that could possibly happen and go wrong. And the fact that I wasn't going to be able to hear every single word that a child said, I wasn't going to be, being that there were going to be 80 kids outside, there was only one of me, I wasn't going to be able to watch them all at once, like individually. And I would get so worried about that. And it would start to ate me alive. And I know that sounds ridiculous, okay?
But like, it's not
I say
to
that,
you,
but it wasn't to me. Like, and it still is something that I have to be like, Abby, you just got to trust the Lord with that. Like, he is just as sovereign in this moment while you're outside on recess duty as he is whenever you are home alone. Like, you know, give it up to him. That is not something that he's just not over. And so that is something that has always been, you know, it has shown itself in that way. But I think of any other time that I get just the most fearful and almost to a point of like the other night I told you that I was so worried that I was like laying on the couch and I didn't even want to get off the couch because I was almost, I mean, paralyzed is kind of like a dramatic word, but like
but worry can do that to
I
you.
Felt paralyzed. I was like, I don't want to get up because whenever I get up, and it was the middle of the night. And so like, I was like, if I get up, that means that the next moment is coming and I'm going to have to walk into it. And even though it's coming anyways, but the longer I laid on that couch, the more it was going to be delayed. And all it was, I was worried about what the next day was going to bring. And it wasn't that I knew something bad was going to happen. It was just that I, there again, was thinking of all that could go wrong. And let me just tell you, that's not the way to live. That is not what the Lord has for us.
That's not abundant life.
And that is not abundant life here on this earth. And that is not a part of the joy of the Lord being our strength. And it is so easy. And even, and I would be combating in my mind of, oh, this could happen, this could happen, this could happen. But Abby, you don't need to worry. Like, trust, you know, trust in the Lord. All of these things I would be combating. But it is, you can almost, like, whenever you're in those moments of your most worried times, you can almost see the battle happening in your thoughts. Like, you can also hear it, but you can see it of you're combating the lies with the truth. But that is an exhausting battle, but it's a battle that we've got to show up to. Because if you don't show up to it and you give in to that worry, it will drain your life and it will suck the joy out of your life and it will suck the, like you said, it will suck the abundant life or the abundancy out of the life that the Lord has for you. And also, just like you said, we're it's not just like a, hey, if you want to, you can worry, but but you don't have to. It's like he tells us, he commands us. You are obedient if you, you know,
don't worry.
Like, fear not. This is my command to you. It's not optional. And so it is a battle that we can't afford not to show up to.
So since it, like, I have lots of thoughts bumped in my head
Yeah.
while I'm sitting here listening to you. And it sounds to me like And as you were talking, I was trying to think of the things that I worry about, and mm-hmm. it kind of all kind of comes back to the what ifs.
Yeah.
Of how, and then that goes back to our control mm-hmm. of wanting to be sovereign ourselves, wanting to know what the future holds, wanting to right. know the outcomes, wanting right. to know everything
yeah.
and how things play out mm-hmm. so you can be prepared. And yeah. it's all the what ifs of, but what if I can't do this? Or what if this happens? Right. Or what if I'm not able to do this?
Yeah.
And we're worrying about things that haven't even happened.
Right. And may not even, yeah. I mean,
ever happen.
May not even ever happen.
Yeah.
They are, it yeah. is, it is an imagine, it's a part of mm. the imagination. Because a lot of times I'll be like, Abby, can't you like think of what if something good happened? Mm. Like, what if, don't think about, you know, don't worry about
where is
what
it in the
bad
Bible
is going to happen.
Where Jesus tells us, you know, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own worries.
Yeah.
Own
just
troubles,
stay
on problems.
My grace is sufficient for yeah. this very moment. I've given you right. enough grace for this mm. moment. And when it's amazing, when mm-hmm. we actually do focus on just the moment that mm-hmm. is in front of us and where we are in the current moment, mm-hmm. then those worries subside because those what ifs, they haven't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are on a hamster wheel mm-hmm. of just wearing ourselves out for no reason.
Mm-hmm. I think, just as I'm sitting here thinking through worry, and I feel like there's a healthy mm-hmm. worry mm-hmm. of, or fear. I want to say a healthy fear
yeah.
of, you know, fearing God and fearing your actions and your words
right.
and how you go, you know, thinking and being intentional about mm-hmm. how your words affect people.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my worries is, like, I don't want to disappoint.
Right, God.
God, I don't want to yeah. disappoint people in my life.
Right.
And that's a worry of making mistakes and then fearing or worrying, oh, I've disappointed someone.
Right.
So worry can come from that. Worry can come from what Abby was talking about. A lot of worries come from right. the what ifs.
Yes.
Yeah. And then also, you know, you talked about you on the couch, like being overwhelmed with responsibilities mm-hmm. where we're not giving ourselves enough space right. and we're not allowing ourselves to have rest, a time of rest during the day, mm-hmm. Just time to think and
yeah.
worrying about our responsibilities instead right. of just being in the moment.
Yeah.
So as we're talking about all of this worry,
mm-hmm.
what are some ways, and yeah. we've talked about a little, but what are some like practical ways
yeah.
that we fight
yeah.
against this kind of worry?
Hmm. Well, I think that one of the main ones, and it is the typical Sunday school
mm-hmm.
answer, but at the same time, it does not make it any less true.
Mm-hmm.
And that is staying in God's word in those moments. Because again, I think we've talked about this before, in those moments, that's the last thing that you want to do is open up your Bible
mm-hmm.
most of the time. Like when you're
mm-hmm.
filled with worry, you're laying on the couch, just thinking of mm-hmm. all the things that you are worried about or have to do. You don't want to use the energy to open up his word to you. However, his word, it is a living and active word, and it is the only thing that can be used to combat the enemy's lies, and that's where so much mm-hmm. of our worry stems from.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, we talk about what ifs. Sometimes we worry about things that have happened, right?
Yeah.
Like a diagnosis of some
mm-hmm.
sort, or
mm-hmm.
someone that we love has been in an accident, or someone that we love has is living in a way that is harmful to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have things that are concerning to us,
mm-hmm.
but whenever we start to worry about those things, in that we're worried that the Lord's not going to provide in those moments, or the Lord's not
mm-hmm.
ahead of us, or the Lord is not sovereign over those moments,
mm-hmm.
that's whenever it becomes that unhealthy
mm-hmm.
Sense of worry.
When
and
it outweighs the disciplines of giving it over to the Lord
right.
and in prayer and in his word
right.
and
right.
having the peace that comes from that.
Yes.
So like when your worry outweighs that.
Yes.
That's sin.
Yes.
You know, and that's where we find ourselves, where it's hard to get out of that kind of worry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And so to go back to your question, I do think that we need to be in his word in those moments,
mm-hmm.
combating those lies with his truth. And one thing that I think I heard Jonathan McClure say one time was that, you know, we are told to fill ourselves with truth in what if scenarios are not true because they haven't happened yet. I mean, they're not false. True. They're false. Yeah. And so we don't dwell on those things. Mm. We let them go in one ear and out the other. Mm-hmm. And instead we root ourselves in, we stay rooted in the truth. And so I do think that that is one practical way to relieve ourselves and to find rest. Mm-hmm. And he says, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. And if we will come to him in our most tired moments, even when we think that sleep is more important, even when we think that, you know, even in our tears, he wants us to, he is calling us to come to him so that he can give us rest through his word.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what you were just saying about, you know, not focusing on the what ifs, on the lies, on the false scenarios that haven't happened, never happen,
yeah,
and replacing it with truth and in the practical sense of, and we've talked about this before,
yeah,
of when a thought comes in your mind, you know, write that thought down,
yeah,
go back, find scripture that combats that thought, combats that lie, and you dwell on the truth, you replace it. So, you know, just like what Abby was just saying, you can't, you know, let these thoughts come in and you can think about truth and then truth leave you.
Right.
You have to replace it and dwell on the truth. I wanted to read Philippians 4:6, which is a very common scripture for this, but I want to read it slowly and let's just think about it. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. So that's always. That's bad times, good times, ugly times, always.
Yeah.
It says, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yeah. I mean, that is a promise of the Bible. When we bring it to him, when we come to him in humility and say, Lord, this is what I am worried about. This is what I'm thinking about. I'm giving this to you. And it says that his peace will guard your heart and mind. It will, not maybe, not if, that it might do that. No, it's his peace will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, allowing us to, even if things are unsettled, because everything that we've talked about, I mean, look at our world.
Yeah.
There's so much to worry about in our personal life, but then also in the world as
a whole,
you know, in our communities, in our cities, in our states, and our nation, our country, and the whole world. There's so many things that we can look to and worry about.
Right.
But this says, whatever comes into your mind, whatever comes into your heart, no matter what it is, rejoice because the Lord is near.
Right.
And we can give that to him. And then he covers us with his peace.
Yeah.
And he covers our hearts. He covers our minds and guards us from all the outside things that make us worry and guards us in him and saying, hey, rejoice in me because I'm near.
Yeah. I'm still with you.
That's that's such a comforting promise.
Absolutely.
When we are dealing with worry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Another thing I wrote was, and this is, I mean, goes along right with that, is how do we fight it is to be thankful. Just like what that verse said.
Yeah, yeah.
Count your blessings.
Yeah. And remember what he has
Remember what he's already done in your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could go on forever with the things he's done, but I don't remember who it was that said the first thing in the morning, before they even put their feet on the floor, just raising your arms up and saying, Lord, thank you for this, and listing just thank you for my home, thank you for my family, thank you for my life, thank you for my salvation, thank you, just start thanking him for everything that he's given you, and it keeps our mind off of what we're going to worry about and on to the Savior and all the blessings he's given us.
That's good.
I know.
That is good.
Okay. So there were two verses though that we, Abby and I wanted to read before we ended tonight just for, and we're going to read them, but we want whoever's listening to go back and read it slowly to yourself and to dwell on the words that we're reading, because these aren't our words, these are the Lord's words. Yep. And this, his word is active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yep.
And let his word do the work in you, in your heart, when you are fearful.
Amen.
Okay.
Okay. I will go first. So this is Romans chapter 5, verses 1-6. And it says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
He's so good.
He is so good. So kind.
Okay, here's one more verse we want you to think about. It's 1 Peter. It's chapter one. Chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. It says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. So even in our trials, even in the things that make us worry, we can rejoice because we know what is coming at the end of this age. Mm-hmm. We know the inheritance that is promised to us, and we know that through our trials, if we let the testing of our faith go through that, then it brings him honor. It brings him glory.
Yep.
And then we will see him in our last day.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Okay. So that's worry, guys. That's all we have for worry.
I know. And it is something that obviously, I mean, it
we
tells
struggle
us in his word.
With it. Yeah.
We struggle with it. Everyone is. And I think that too, like, it's important to, when you do start to worry, don't get down on yourself. Like, don't get mad at yourself for
worrying. Don't get
frustrated. Yeah. It is the key is that when you, because you are going to feel,
it's going to happen.
It's
going to
happen. Like, you're going to naturally, it comes naturally. We don't say, oh, I'm going to choose to worry today. Right? Like, it happens naturally. And so the key is not to get down on yourself when you have those feelings, but just like with any other feeling and any other thing that we're going to talk about later on in the next several weeks, whether, you know, lust or frustration, anger, like you're going to feel those things because it's human nature to have emotion. But it is to stop it in that moment, like immediately, nip it in the bud, as Barney Fife says.
Stop it in the tracks.
Stop it in the tracks and replace it with what you know about God and what you know about his character and what you know about his word. And so that is, I mean, be ready. Like he tells us, be on guard.
Yeah,
like,
it's
be
coming.
On guard. It's going to come. But the key is you fight it. You show up to the battle whenever it does come.
Don't give in.
Don't give in. Yep.
Amen, Abby.
Amen.
Okay, so tonight is your favorite.
It is
What's
my favorite? Well, so I have a new song.
Oh, what is it?
And it is called, it is by a group, like, there's so many different worship groups, you know, nowadays, which is great.
Yeah.
I just, like, I always am finding new songs from them. And so this song is called Surrendered, and it is absolutely beautiful. It is by One House Worship, okay? But on it is featured, there was a familiar name, Amanda Cook, which I know her name. She kind of is featured on lots of different, you know, collective worship albums. And so this is just one song, but it's Amanda Cook, Mitch Wong, and Roosevelt Stewart are all featured. Amanda Cook was the only one I was familiar with, but I came across it. It was on my release radar on Spotify last Friday, and it's the most beautiful song. I've kept it just on
what is that, a release
loop.
Radar?
Uh-huh. Like on Spotify, every Friday morning, it will pop up like
new things
that are based on what I normally
well, that's my
like,
new favorite
to.
Thing.
Yeah. Spotify Release Radar.
Release Radar.
Yeah.
Okay.
So But yeah, it's a beautiful song. It's a long, like it's a longer song. Mm-hmm. And so it is one that like, it's easy just to keep on loop because it's so long that every time it starts over, you really don't even realize it.
Yeah.
It just feels like one long continuous song. Mm-hmm. So it's really beautiful. Yeah.
I'm going to listen to it.
Go for it.
Okay, guys. Well, that's all we have for tonight.
Yes.
And again, just a reminder, we are only recording every other week.
Yes. So don't worry about us.
Don't worry about us next week. We will be back.
We'll be back the week after next.
All right, guys.
Okie doke. Y'all have a great rest of the week. Love y'all. Bye.